Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Parshas Pekudei, the Sikkum of Sefer Shmois. It's also Parshas HaChodesh. We'll try to be a little bit, capture both in Yonim. Just an interesting idea. At the end of the parsha, some of the Naya Chumashim put in a simen of the psukim, but most of the Chumashim, they don't have the traditional simen that we have, which many Achroinim base it on the Balei HaMesora. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Loma Niku Chachomim Seifrim, because they counted all the words of the Torah. So that when you see at the end of the parsha a simen, for the amount of words, the amount of psukim in the parsha. This is Achoshe V'zach, the end of Parshas Pekudei. So again, some of the Chumashim put in some later simonim, but in the earlier Bali Mesora, there's no simon. Some of them said Bali called simon afterwards. So I had a cute maaser. I had by me Shabbos once. Whole table of Talmidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah, and I asked them this question: why is the end of Parshas Pekudei? Does it say Bli Kol Simen? One says Ein Bli Simen, Bli Kol Simen. There's different versions. So, Ala De Lamdonim Gizit Stotim Gekleod Gornish. Nobody came up with a pshat. The next week, I'm sitting by the table. And my machatein is there from Toronto, is there. As I'm a lumedes type. So I asked the same question. She goes, one second. What's the gematria of Bali Koil? She was right. Some learned that the Bali Koil, it's 92 psukim. So they put into, that goof is the Bali Koil, Dos Halein is the simen. So she takachat. But Lamaisa, that's just a velt. It's cute. That's not the real pshat, right? It's not the real pshat. Because all the simonim are based on hoichazachim. It's all Shemus of Tanakh and Shemus Malochim. It's not defined up as a zach. There's a cheshbon to it. It's not stam. So that's it. It's a chochmet ikazach. I was impressed. Oh, but it's nish the pshat. Pshatav Mavisin, why does Taka no simen in the earlier, from the earlier Bali Misuri, they didn't make a simen for Parshas Pekudei. Could have they come up? They could have come up with plenty of simon. I could come up with simon, Kol Shekhen, they could have come up with simon. Motepisnit, motnit kikumen mit simon. Andrum gezok, eglis, tzav is a simen, tzav is 92. And it was 92 days from when we left Mitzrayim for the eagle. And the Mishkan is Kapor and Egel, all kinds of Hechazach. And Lamaisa, Pekudei is a Yotzim and a Klal, as far as a Simen. Is there a Cheshbon? Why not? So Agav will try to betaris that also, not that that should be a Kasha that a Bentari should be busy with. But it's a Dover Union. The parasha begins, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdus HaShem Pukar HaPi Moshe. So obviously everybody realizes it's a double loshon, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan. The Balaturim says that it's coming to be Meramez, as Chazal tells us, Rashi brings it down. Why does it say twice? HaMishkan Mishkan. Shtei Pa'omim Remez L'Migdosh and Esmashkin B'Shnei Chubono Yisrael Avonisem Shol Yisrael. There's already a Remez in this parasha on the two Chubonos of the Beis HaMikdosh. That's why it says twice, HaMishkan Mishkan, to be Miramas on that. So that's already a Chazal. That's already a Chazal. The Balaturim is Moisiv, that the word HaMishkan with the Koilo is already for the Bayesheni, right, 420. And Mishkan alone is a Remez for the Bayes Rishon of 210, of 410. Azoy Zoktel, the Balaturim. That's the Remez in the psukim of Mishkan HaMishkan. So there's two boilet questions. One is much stronger than the other. The first question, which is very strong, and we chazer this question because it's a very chosh of a question, and that is, how you talking that we're putting up a mishkan, and now b'shas chanukas hamishkan hakomas hamishkan miretach v'gin churbonis, talking about a churban? How could it be such a thing? How is it plausible that there should be now we're putting up a mishkan and now we're thinking voset zayin? The churbanos. So Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal has a beautiful vort. They put it into the Emes LeYankiv. It's more geschmack when you heard it from him directly. But he says, he doesn't ask this kasha. He asks a little differently. He asks, why do you call a churban a mashkin? That's his question. He doesn't ask my question. And Mimele, his answer doesn't answer my question either. But I took his vort, and in the past I've used it to answer my kasha, but it's not mashlam really the kasha, fully. Reb Yankov's asking a different question. Ein loy biyo l'choyre, v'chi mashkein huchum, vos tu tzachta. Vos is, that's number one. And also, what's the vito, v'eichum ha-vito al ma'ise egel? So Reb Yankov's asking two questions. Number one, if we're taka trying to be miramas on the churban, a mashkin is not a churban. A mashkin is a collateral. It's not a churban. That's number one. And then he says, what about the mishkin was a vito on degel? He makes one teretz for both. Zot Reb Yankov. Im echod yorad min echosef, if somebody loses his money. So what does he do? He starts liquidating, if he has to liquidate, right? So he has a condominium in Florida. Get rid of that. He has a timeshare in Bahamas. He has a car collection. Yeah. Antiques. He has a 1936 Dodge. A 1958 Thunderbird. He starts to... the things that he doesn't need, even if he likes them... I don't sell my house, Dr. Bianca. That's Atzmi Yubasari. I don't sell my house. So what do I do if I still need money? So I'll take a mortgage. I'll take a mortgage. I'll take a mashkante. I'm not selling my house. I'll sell my Thunderbird. But my house I'm not selling. Does Dr. Bianca. If your aim is, if you're in the chos of, ain't sorrowful the moistness. The moistness he could get rid of. Avel hechrechios, ain't him. The things that imamish needs, that's his life, he doesn't sell. So what does he do? Elam imashkin oisam. He does a mashkin. So Dr. Yankov. The whole idea that Klai Yisrael in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, they knew they still have to go to Eretz Yisrael. This is before the chet of the Miraglim. In short order, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to have to fight 31 Malachim, 31 kings. Dr. Biankev, Hoya lo kolechod lachshev mi yodei echtia melchama isida. We need the money. We need money. You ever heard the Ukrainian President Zelensky speak? Without money, we can't fight. We need money. So Dr. Biankev, they should have thought, Hoya, ve'ech nucha lohitzi kezev ezov, azazach. We're making a temporary Mishkan for, it was going to be very short, the Mishkan. Mishkan was going to, it's a short period of time. You invest in gold and silver and mices and it's mechtesa. The teretz is Dr. Biankiv. The afilu mitzvichim anu l'makom shal asras hashchin ef shalivna is min choyshes u'min eichoy mershayinim sheinim yikorim. Avul mizeh royim anachnu sheyibadaitem binyan ha-mishkan echreichi. The Mishkan showed that we felt that this Mishkan is a necessity. And even though we're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, and we don't even know what we're going to need over there, right? We don't know, we can't rely on NATO, we can't rely on the United States. Who are we need it with? We need the money. We need something to rely on. So Dr. Biankov says, Verstanden, that the Shechin is Iker. He says, Oy bazei, me'ata mevinim, sha'amigdosha is gam kein lo'y nechervu. El kemashkin nitl. Klal Yisrael showed the chashivas for the Mishkan. Memela, even when we lost the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't taken away from us. In other words, because we showed how valuable the Mishkan was to us, in turn, this made the Beis HaMikdash something that we can that's never going to be taken away permanently. It's a Mashkin. It's a Mashkin. Let's talk to Rabbi Yankee. Zogt Rabbi Yankiv, is the ganze chet egel came because of panic. Right? They were in the midbar, Moshe's not here. They were panicked. When they threw themselves into the Mishkan, they showed, we have full bitochen banish. That was a vita for the chetek. So I always took this yisoid, beautiful yisoid from Rabbi Yankiv. So nu oibazoi kemen zogen that the chum that's merum is here is nishta zegefelach. It's trying to say something positive. But soiv dovo, l'maisa, it all Rabbi Yankiv's teretz does for my kasha makes it a little lighter. It takes away the bite. It's not a lion's bite. It's a smaller bite. You understand? It's a smaller bite, but still a bite. Why? By the Hakomas HaMishkan, that Mevnei in the Chum. The Torah could be Megala to someplace else. Over here, the Torah has to be Megala, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be taken away from us. Well, Mahaldechem Binyan. You know, I always ask this Kashin Kiddushin. We learn Kiddushin from Kicha Kicham. From Kicha Kicham is the Ephraim. We learn Kiddushin from Avram burying his wife. So imagine a chosin gets up Shabbos Shevrach and he talks about the Chiv Kfuras Ishtay. It's the truth, it's a halach, it's an Evin Ezel. Imagine a chosin gets up Shabbos Shevrach and says, Rabbi, say, I'd like to talk about the Chiv when your wife dies and you have a Chiv to bury her. I don't think it will go very far. Yeah. It's not more than a maise, the Kicha Kicham. So I have a whole stickle on that. Machshove. Why do we learn Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim? Well, it's a modern Zachat. The Torah made the Alfusa from Kicha. But Al Kuponim, this is Tzorach Iyun Gadol. Why did the Torah HaKadosh see the Hechrech, the need, now, to tell us about the Chum? She smashed Kishtepon. The other question, which is a much lighter question, is why is it makdim the Bayis Sheni before the Bayis Rishon? According to what the Baal HaTurim is saying, that the Mishkan is the Bayis, the Mishkan of the HaMishkan is the Bayis Sheni, and the Mishkan is the Bayis Rishon. If I cared from history, it should have been Eila Pekudei, right? It should have been Eila Pekudei Mishkan, HaMishkan. It doesn't, it's a gate mishkan, right? The remez of the Bayis Sheni is before the remez of the Bayis Rish. Das nicht da, nicht das gefällach. I'm just being more, it's a hog. When Klal Yisrael finished the Avoida, state in Pasuk that they brought everything to Moshe Rabbeinu. We state that after when they vayiviyo ha-mishkan el Moshe, es ha-oyel, es kokelov, they brought everything. It says when they brought it to Moshe, "Vayar Moshe's kol amalocha, v'hine osu oisu kashetziva Hashem, v'ivorach oisu Moshe." So Chazal tell us that this wasn't stam. They brought it to Moshe. They didn't stam bring it to Moshe. What happened was they finished the avodas hamishkan. They finished it. If you look at Medrash Tanchuma, they were mashlim the avoda. L'maisa, they were not able to put it up. They weren't able to put up the Mishkan. It's the Nishkigayin. And L'maisa, the Mishkan, they put up and took apart throughout the 40 years. We don't find there was any koshi to do it. But now they couldn't do it. So Chazal give a lengthy process. The Nishkigayin, they went first to Bezalel. To the contractor, right? The one who built it, right? The architect, the designer, everything, it wasn't really a designer. The Torah gave the design, but he created it. Without technitke can't. Without technitke can't. And Kleisel understood. If you're medayik in the medrash, Kleisel understood there's something higher here. Why it's not working. When they brought it to Bezalel, it's not that they brought it to Bezalel because they thought that he has more strength than them. He could put it together better. That's not why they brought it to him. Because you should know a lot of times an engineer or this and that, there's a guy with a screwdriver could do a better job to actually screw it in, to put it up. There is such a thing. They brought it to Bezalel, if you look in Chazal, makes sense. All the Avodah, Bezalel and Oliyav, they did the actual work. Kleisel invested. Tzim Galbet, they worked. Memela, they figured Bezalel was a toch mitzdayel given of them. For him, it's going to work. Lamaisi couldn't do it either. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vos Felto. And Moshe saw. He saw the whole melacha, everything is kasher tziv Hashem. Everything was proper. If Moshe saw everything is proper, that means everything is proper. That means it's not just it was manufactured right, it was built right, it means the machshavas were right. It means everything was right. Reb Chaim Volozhin has zokt, lach shoiv machshavas, that Bezalel, when he built the Mishkan, azazok Reb Chaim Volozhin now, he was able to see the thoughts. Could you imagine? Azazok Reb Chaim Volozhin, Chaim Volozhin says that when Bezalel put up the Mishkan, it says lach shoiv machshavas, he was able to see the thoughts of the people that donated the money, and he did it accordingly. Yeah? That means, which gold made it onto the urn? That was the purest. It depends how you gave the gold. How did you give the gold? And he was able to read the thoughts of the people, how they gave the gold. Chaim Volozhin used this to convince a gevir who wanted to stop supporting Volozhin. Because Volozhin and Meshulich, the one who went collecting for Volozhin, got him a new fancy horse with a wagon. He should travel like a mensch. He used to travel like a schnorrer. And they got him a, you know, Merkeves HaMishnah. They got him a nice, he should look, you know, Pakovedik. Somebody told him, you're collecting for Volozhin and Yeshiva, you go like a schlump. So he went, Pakovedik. So one of the people who used to support Volozhin said, I'm not giving anymore. He said, Ich geb nicht zu Pferden. I don't give my money for horses. You have a nice white horse. I don't pay for horses. That's it, I'm done. So the Meshulach told him, Chaim Volozhin now, what happened? Chaim Volozhin said, next time I see him, I'll resolve it. Chaim Volozhin told him this vote. He said, you have to give right. The Eibishter decides what gates him failed and what gates the Eibishter decides. Says Bezalel lachshei machshavas. The gold that made it to the Aron was the higher level gold, the one who gave it with a higher darga. That gold made it to the Aron. The lachshei machshavas. Chaim Volozhin said, "Don't worry." So he gave. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is that Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything was right. So you know what Chazal say. Chazal say that everybody was right over here. Klai Yisrael were right. When Klai Yisrael went Klai Yisrael moved, and they went from them trying to Bezalel, they were right. He was Mitzayer. He has a better chance of putting it up. When they then went to Moshe Rabbeinu, now the Eibush says, it's going to be hukam al yodecho, because Munation, it's the out olel. It's a modern chazal. So in other words, it was taka true. In order to put the Mishkan up, we needed somebody that was mitzayer olel. It was bedafka like that. Hashem made it that the Mishkan is not going to go up unless it's put up by somebody who was mitzayer himself to put up the Mishkan. So what's the obvious question? Who was Mitzayah more than Bezalel and Eliyahu? They didn't geschwitzt. They sweat to put it up. They sweat to build it. Moshe Rabbeinu could pass into Shailas. Moshe Rabbeinu told him the Pshotim. Was tut sich da? But it's mashma from Chazal that there was three dargis. There was Klal Yisrael, there was Bezal and Eliyav, and there was Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's mashma from Chazal that these were different dargis of Mitztayer Alehu. Klal Yisrael said first, we were Mitztayer. It's not enough to put up. They understood the Mishkan doesn't just go up. But we did all we could. I'm thinking, hang it to Bezal and Eliyav. They were Mitzayim more. Didn't go up. Then they went to Moshe. Oh, Spitzta. What was Moshe Spitzta? Moshe gave him the Poisek. Moshe was able to look at the Mishkan, Vayaris Kalam Alocha, Kashatzi Vashem Kenos. Why is it called Tzaya? Mitzayim all that. Tamod Namaisa. Zayim Mod Namaisa. One other Ha'orah that I heard B'Shem the Briskerov. If you look at all the Kalim and the Mikdash, by all of them, it says he put the keli in the mishkan. Vayokem Moshe haMishkan, vayifreis es haoyel, and then it says vayiten es haShulchan b'Oyel Moed. He put the Shulchan in Oyel Moed. Vayosem es haMenorah b'Oyel Moed. He put the Menorah in Oyel Moed. Vayosem es haMizbeach b'Oyel Moed. By every kli in the mishkan, it says he put it there. He put the kli in the mishkan. That's every single keli. There's one keli that doesn't say that. By the Oren. By the Oren, it doesn't say he put the Oren in the Mishkan. Zok the Pasuk, Vayove yasa Oren el HaMishkan. Vayove yasa Oren el HaMishkan. Not Vayosem yasa Oren. Vayove. He brought it in. Doesn't say he placed it there. The Briskerov asked this question. And the Briskerov says, that the Mishkan is called Mishkan Oedus. Mishkan Oedus means the whole shame of the Mishkan is Al Shem Oren. It's not called Mishkan HaMenoira. It's not called Mishkan HaShulchan. It's not called Mishkan HaMizbeach even. You think the Mizbeach, it's the Avodah. It's called Mishkan Oedus. Shtei Dor, Zok the Briskerov, that the Oren is the shame of Mishkan. The name of what the Mishkan is the Oren. And therefore the Oren wasn't placed in the Mishkan. The Oren was the heft of what the Mishkan's about. Memela Vayoveh, he brought it in. That's what gave the presence to the Mishkan. That's what made the Mishkan. It's Vayoveh is Oren. It's not Vayoseh, it was just a placement. A piece of furniture, Lahavdol. He put a piece of furniture. It was the whole essence of what the oil was about. Memela dosas avayova. Right? If you have a house, you place the couch in. You place the bed. The people you don't place. They make the home. Dosas the shtub. The shtub is the mention. You don't place them there. So that was the gather of the Oren. So I was thinking, with this Givaldik Yisoy from Briskerov, we could say, answer a lot of questions, amongst them what we discussed now. Samot Namaisa. There's no question, not that the Briskerov needs any askomas, that what the Briskerov is saying is Teres Emes, that the Mishkan is Mishkan Eidus. That's what it is. The Mishkan is Mishkan Eidus. But the strange thing is, L'chair, it's only the Mishkan's called the Mishkan Eidus. Beis HaMikdash is not called the Beis HaMikdash Eidus. It's not called the Beis HaMikdash Eidus. Takanakult. Not only that, I'll tell you another chiddush. And this is not my kasha. The kasha I'm going to ask you now is not my kasha. It's the alta kasha. It's the alta kasha. The Beis HaMikdash had years that the Oren was Nignaz. The Oren was Nignaz. The Oren was buried. And it's a machlekes if the Oren was Nignaz b'mkoymoy, or was tam Nignaz. It wasn't even b'mkoymoy. And they were able to do avoidah. If the Mikdash is missing other kelim, you can't do avoida. So mechad gisa, by the Mishkan, the ganze Mishkan given, like the Briskerov says, vayove yisorin, the whole Mishkan is the Mishkan Eidus. And by the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't like that. They sent me the shoes, and it wasn't like that. Another dover nifla about the Mishkan. Chazal tell us, atzei shitim oimdim, oimdim lo'ad lo'ol me'ilomim. The Mishkan never got destroyed. Ad ha'yoyim hazeh, the Mishkan never got destroyed. That's b'derech nes. Everybody knows it. You can get pressure-treated wood. It's not going to... Pressure-treated wood is 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, 18 years. Treks, Hashem, treks. Right? Treks is anayim madrei. The Mishkan b'derech nes is oimid lo'ad lo'omei olam. So, good. Sipun already asks, why? V'haytochen. Sipun says a big chiddush. He says the Mishkan was built different than the Beis Hamikdash. He has a kasha. The Beis Hamikdash was b'derech hateva. The Beis Hamikdash much stronger than the Mishkan. The Beis Hamikdash should outlast the Mishkan for sure by many times over. So after the Beis Hamikdash, l'maisa had they had goyish carpenters, they had goyish people that were involved, chiram, anderem geschickt, sent people to help. Dosa given b'kodesh kadosh. Dosa given b'tzalel, Eliyav, the Chachmei Lev. The Mishkan was built with the purest, and therefore it outlasted. But you have to ask a different kasha l'chayra. What's the point? The binyan ha'osid ha'machlekes rishonim genoi, what the binyan ha'osid is going to be, if it's going to be shaleish, or it's going to be the Rambam Zok Melech Mashiach is going to build it, or Zagon, which he spoke about many times. The Gaon says that it's going to come down Meshuchlo, but we're gonna do a tikkun to it. So Mekayim Mitzvahs Bikdash Hamikdash. That's how the Gaon learns in the davening. We say Hareinu Bevinyonai, because the Eibush is going to show us the building. He's going to bring it down. V'samchenu Besikunai. So the Gaon, we're going to put in the doors. We're gonna finish it. So that'll be our contribution. That's the samcheinu. We'll have the simcha b'sikune. What we're gonna do? Fine. Whatever the lomdus is, l'kuli alme. It's not the Mishkan. From what I know, there isn't one shita that holds that we're gonna use the Mishkan lasid lover. Nishdo hazah shita. Yeah. So what's the tachlus of hazanes? Atzei shita moimdim la'ad shematoy marovat sikuyam. Atzei shita moimdim la'ad lo me'elam. So the sipun is like the pshat. Why? Why was it zoichet to such a nest? Because he had such holy people. I understand. What's the tachlis? What's the point? Bishleime, if we would build a bayis osid, it would be the Mishkan. I understand. What's the tachlis from that? Those are grace at Sorachin. So Rabbi said, I think the Hezbollah of a b'chol advarim here is really a poshet, he said. A poshet, he said. The Pasha Yisoid is, what taka was the Tachlis HaMishkan? What taka was the Tachlis HaMishkan? There's all kinds of Shvitzerai to understand what Kedusha the Mishkan had, how they were able to be makriv, certain Karbonos in the Mishkan. There's a Shlarka, this is a Chiddush Nifla, that under the Mishkan was Mamish Kedusha's HaMikdash, and every time they traveled, Kilu, the Kedusha's HaMikdash went with them. Because otherwise it, Even a Bomas Tzibor is limited, what you could bring there. The Mishkan was not limited. So the Shlach Kodesh says that the Mokoyim HaMishkan had Kedushas HaMikdash. Mamish like the Mikdash. And he says when they went from place to place, the Kedushas HaMikdash moved. If the Olam remembers, we even said Al Pi Lomdus, the Shlach Kodesh is in the Yashiv Eshver Sugya in Bama Madlikim. Because the Gemara there is a kasha, soiser is only chayiv al manas livnayis b'mkoyma. Somebody takes down a structure. Let's say I take down a structure, and I plan to use every piece of lumber again, but not here. I'm moving my shed. My shed is in one place in my backyard. I want to move it to another place in the backyard. I take it apart. Is the halacha is soiser al manas shaloi livnayis b'mkoyma is potter. So the obvious the kasha is the Gemara is the kasha. Where do we learn soisa from? The Mishkan. The Mishkan was soisa shalei al manas livnayis b'mkoyma. The Gemara flecked the kasha. The Gemara flecked. Zok the Gemara Kivon dechsiv al pi Hashem Yisuv al pi Hashem Yachanu. Since they travel based on Hashem's tzivui, it's kemoi soiser boinu b'mkoymoi. It's Hashem imoi. What's meant this? What's meant this? But according to Shlo's Gevaldik. The Shlo learns, al pi Hashem Yisuv al pi Hashem Yachanu means the actual Kedushas HaMikdash moved to B'Klal Yisrael. It's kum techois, the mokum alone, the din ha-mokum changed. The din, this mokum went over there. It's haste as kilu, boina bim koyma. It has the same maila of boina bim koyma. You're being misakin the mokum amigdosh. That's the yisoid of soy soam las livnes. You have to be misakin the mokum that you're, I'm being misakin the mokum amigdosh. I'm more than a shlop, but that's a chidish nifla. What was the tachlis of the Mishkan? What's the givendo, the tachlis from the Mishkan? The Mishkan has a different dugma from the bayis, from the Beis HaMikdash. It has a different musik. And that musik is the chlo'ad l'omei elomim. Their musik is l'ad l'omei elomim. Kemen zogun zeir pashat. We could say very simple what the pshat is. The pshat is our real connection to Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Torah HaKadosh. That's our connection to Rabbanish. And the more Torah you have, the more you mechubah to Torah, the more you're connected to Rabbanish. The less you mechubah to Torah, the less you mechubah to Rabbanish. The G'dolim das Verstanden. The G'dolim das Verstanden. I'll tell you, Rav Gusman Zatzal said an unbelievable thing. Rav Gusman Zatzal was a Gaon Olam. Mamash a Gaon Olam. When he was a young man, he sat on the as a dayan on the bezin of Reb Chaim Oizel. I don't know if you know what that means. You don't know what that means. I would love to tell you, but I don't even know what that means. But at least I know I don't know what that means. That a young man should sit on the bezel of Reb Chaim Oizel. When Rav Gusman Zatzal came to the Chibina given a Bavus to Gaon Olam, he came to the Chibina and he told him, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? He saw Rav Gusman. You have a feta or something that sat on the bezel of Reb Chaim Oizel? He saw tshuvas written with the on the bezel. He saw Gusman. So he humbly said, that's me. The Chibina got up and made a cholak mechokhmase. On Rabbi Sol Zev. Doesn't give me Rabbi Sol Zev. He was a Gaon Olam. So he said, I once had a knaka de gesvore. You know, when he gave shiur, first of all, his shiur, mavel al arayin, his shiur. I used to go to his shiur, mavel al arayin. But he said that every now and then he would have a zah svorah that he would tell Reb Chaim Oizel. The svorah was roy to tell it over to Reb Chaim Oizel. He said that Reb Chaim Oizel used to tell him, a svorah was mizogt in lernen, that's like a svorah was the ebisht alein volt gezogt. Do you know what that means in English? You want to say a svorah in learning? Learning is Torah Hashem. Would Hashem say this svorah? That's a pretty high order. Obviously, yeah. Do we know? It means you have to envision that there's such clarity, such klarkeit, such glatkeit of what you're saying, that the Abish would say so. I'd rather you don't know if the Abish would say so. But in your mind, that's where it has to be. He says, once he told me that, whenever I would come over to tell Masfar, I would think, the Abish won't say it. And every now and then, he would say, Asfara, I heard shiurim from him in Kedushin, the sugya of Tchilas Biyakoyna Saif Biyakoyna, and he said a ganzer shtickle based with a Shar HaMelech, with a Pischei Tshuva and Eben Ezra, a ganzer shtickle, and then he goes, Du sag efshe de ebishte volk gesagt der Svore. Maybe Hashem would say this Svore. He's very excited. Tosik Even, that's the way they, because to them, the Torah was mamish Chochmas Hashem. Chochmas Hashem. Sometimes what we say svaras is Rahmanul Islam. Sometimes I hear people saying svaras, I can't believe it. What are you saying? What, this is the Torah. What are you doing to the Torah, please? Why are you messing up the Torah? You want a darshan, darshan. What do you have to put in the Rashba? First off, says, I'm a Narushkeit and Rashba. You see, you have someone, you just say Narushkeit. You could say Narushkeit all day. Look how many people say Narushkeit. What do you have to put into the Torah for? The Torah is Hashem. Reb Chaim Greinemann, Mistami Yit Kikent, Reb Chaim Greinemann. He was a chavrusa with the Chazanish. He said that when he learned Kotshim, he learned Zvachim with the Chazanish, The first Mishnah in Zvachim, he learned. The Chazanish, he sat down with the Chazanish to learn Zvachim, open up Masechet Zvachim, and the Chazanish looked at him. Chazanish said, "You say the Mishnah." That's what Chaim Greinemann said. Zog the Mishnah. So, kol haZvachim shenis buchu shel Lishma. Name. Zog the Mishnah, because he said, Zog the Mishnah. Zog the Eibish the kol haZvachim shenis buchu shel Lishma. Kach omar haChazanish. Zog the Eibish the kol haZvachim shenis buchu shel Lishma. Tzvar Hashem. The Torah is our connection to Rabbeinu Shlomo. And that was the musig of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was miyad. Right after we got the Torah, the Eibishter told us to build a Mishkan. Why miyad? The Gemara in Ksubas is mashma originally. The right place for the Beis HaMikdash is Eretz Yisrael. Mokam HaVoidah. That's the right place. But when we were makabel the Torah, the Eibishter said, Lifra Shemen and Yochol. You're taking the Torah, you're taking me. The biggest level of Ashras Hashchin is the Torah HaKadosh. That is the highest level. And that's what the Mishkan is about. The Mishkan is our relationship that we have to Hashem through the Torah. That's the Mishkan. And that connection could never be chorev. That's why it's oimed lo'ad lo'me lo'mim. Steiner, stones, you could destroy. The connection that we have to Hashem is indestructible. Because we have a Torah Chaim. And the Torah Chaim can't take away from us. Memele fangt on the parshas those wissens and you want on the gadlus of the Mishkan. The gadlus of the Mishkan is that it could withstand the chum. When you buy something, right, you want to buy lahavdil a couch. So you spend $5,000 for a couch. They want to tell you, listen, it's scotch guard. It's a bunch of garbage, scotch guard, you should know. It's a scotch guard. It's a mental thing. You think it's the kid spills one thing on it, it's finished. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Remember, we bought from Bob. You know Bob. You know Bob's furnishes. So they have a super duper whooper warranty. Another $75, you get mamish. It's guaranteed against everything, except for the Radinsky children. So we got a stain. They call down. The guy gives us a whole. This is punk. This is not covered because it's I say whatever it is. I can't salam the shavot. Why it's not covered, right? But when you buy it, you want to hear how strong it is, how what it could withstand. They'll show you pictures and movies and slides, people spilling all kinds of garbage, and they'll show you how, again, it doesn't work when you come home. But that's what they advertise. They show you all, and the more it could withstand, it's a chashivas to the couch. Zok te ebishte, this wa eila pkudei ha-mishkan mishkan, romaz lohem, asetzainachum. But the connection you're getting to Hashem now, it's going to withstand the chum. The connection you're getting to Hashem now, we have it right now, right here. That's the connection of the Mishkan. And that's why the Mishkan wasn't able to be ultimately put up without the one that was Mitzayir Atzmai Al HaTorah. That was Klal Yisrael's mistake. They said, oh, let's bring it to Bezalel. He's the one. He... Edzach Geschwitz on the Breitel. He's the one that sweated to make the material. Nein. Das ist ein Mishkan Eidus. This is the Mishkan that's here to symbolize to you your connection to Hashem through the Torah. And that's why it had to be Moshe. Had to be Dafka Al Yidei Moshe. Zong Chazal Shin Itztayer Olero. Olero means on the Eidus of the Mishkan. Who Schwitz the one on the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. See, he was the one that was able to do that. He was the one that was able to, and now we understand why the Eibishter made the Ness, how the Mishkan was able to survive everything, was to tell us, to teach us, that this connection that we have via the Torah, that connection is La'ad L'Olmei Olam. Yen Echibra that we have to Hashem through the Torah, that's Mamish La'ad L'Olmei Olam. Memela the Remez that the Eibishter is telling us, is telling us the Chiddush, that this Mishkan is going to outlast even the Bayis Sheni. Like Loizu Avzu, like you say when you're saying a Chiddush. It's not giving you historical perspective. It's telling you a Chiddush. This Mishkan that you have, it's going to withstand everything. It's Loizu Avzu. It's going to even withstand the second Chum. It's going to withstand everything. The biggest Chum it's going to withstand. Like we do, that's the Darkon Shal HaShas, when you say the bigger Chiddush. It's even, you want to know how strong this Mishkan is, it's even going to stand withstand that. And then now we understand why that was a positive element of the Mishkan. That we're getting now a special gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam that will never be able taken away. We could say that Chibur stayed in Mele, even after the Oren was Nignas and Giblim the Torah by Klal Yisrael. Once it got implanted in us through the Mishkan, that Chibur to the Torah, that was done. Mele Dosa Giblim, that stayed with Klal Yisrael forever. Agud Shabbos.
Yeah, the rabbi though learns differently because he asks on Rashi, you're telling him that the Mishkan Shah